A diabetes breakthrough.
All aboard, there's room on the Kane train. Hey, everybody, Kane Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome back. As many of you have just gotten back from trips near and far, biggest travel day, biggest four-day weekend for many people. Some opt to come back on a Monday, some do it the Sunday. And if you did it the Sunday and you started the work week on Monday, you probably were kind of sleepwalking through work. I bet you were. I noticed today when I was buzzing around, a lot of people looked like they were sleepwalking. I get it. Too much turkey, too much fun, and then back to reality. It's probably a reality that Herman Cain didn't want to deal with. You have to wonder, you know, if I could be a fly on the wall, I would love to hear the conversation between Herman Cain and his wife after this latest revelation, which he says is not true. That yes, he knows the woman, Ginger White, the Atlanta businesswoman, who says that she's had an affair with Herman Cain for 13 years. She has texts, she has phone bills that have his number on it, showing that they had a relationship, that she was meeting him on the road. He would ask her to hook up in these cities where he was speaking for the National Restaurant Association. He would buy her wonderful gifts. And yes, she knows that it was wrong that she was having an affair with a married man, and she feels badly about that. But she really enjoyed all their time together. And supposedly this went on until September. You've got to be kidding me. Is there any way Herman Cain is the Republican nominee for president? You want to talk about Obama being a shoo-in? He'd be a shoo-in if that were the case. There's no way, no how, that Cain is going to be the nominee now at this point. Like I said, all aboard the Cain train. What is true, what isn't true, some exaggerated fact, fiction, a mixture of everything. You have to think at some point where there's smoke, there's fire. Come on. So deny, 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 and that's what Cain did. He went on the Situation Room on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. Remember, he couldn't pronounce his name the last time around, but he could now, and said that that it wasn't, you know, that wasn't the case. But the woman, like I said, says that she's got texts and a whole bunch of other things. Cain said he learned of the accusation after his lawyer talked to a reporter about it. And boy, that lawyer is earning his dough, isn't he? And, you know, he's saying this individual is going to accuse me of an affair for an extended period of time. It is somebody I know who's an acquaintance that I thought was a friend. An acquaintance that's a friend. I don't know. Things are just a little too fishy in Cain land. So, to me, that eliminates him on the cast. He may hang around. He may go to these upcoming debates in December. But I don't see it. I don't see him bringing the Republican ticket. Not even the VP. I would have said he would have been the VP candidate in the past if he would take it. And maybe he wouldn't have. I don't know. But I don't see it at all. I think this is it. Put a fork in Cain. He is done. You might disagree. And if you want to defend him or tell me why you think there's some way that he can survive, or it's just a maddening witch hunt because they want to take Cain down because he has a real chance to be president, oh, bring it. I want to hear it. 800-259-5791. And listen, whatever he does, I don't care what he was doing, all that other stuff. I don't care what was going on with him, but there's just too much of this coming out. And to seriously make a run against Obama, the incumbent, because no matter what you think of Obama, the incumbent has some power. He does. And you don't want a shaky candidate with a fantastical past that you constantly have to prove over and over again to be your nominee. It's not going to happen. We won't see the likes of another Bill Clinton again. Remember, Bill Clinton, when he was in this position, constantly there were people that were coming out. Jennifer Flowers, all that stuff. The revelations on 60 Minutes when the Clinton sat down and did an interview and all this other stuff about he wasn't perfect and whatever. But in this case, it's not going to happen. Not with Herman Cain. I think everyone saw what happened with some of the other politicians recently, and we really don't have the stomach for that kind of thing. So unless he can completely chuck everything she's saying, have answers for everything she's saying, then he would have something. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. All right, big news on the Hill, too. We've got to throw this out at the top. We've got a retiring member of Congress. As I told somebody earlier, it's kind of like Christmas was a little bit early because Barney Frank is bolting. He's not going to seek re-election. He's talking about the fact that he's tired of the partisan politics and that the redistricting lines in Massachusetts would make it tougher for him and he'd have to really, really campaign. He's going to be 72 by the time his term runs out. I think he's dodging a bullet is what I think, and I think he's dodging the bullet of Freddie and Fannie and a couple of other financial nonsense that went on. Remember, he was part of the Frank Dodd bill, the financial reform bill that both of their names are on. And I think that part of it is because of that. I think that's why he's leaving, because they don't want anything to come to light that might nip him. Often he's called the brainiest member in Congress, the funniest. He's been named the most eloquent and a workhorse. But I think the real black eye is, as I said, his role and all the stuff that happened with the banks too big to fail. So for my money, it's good riddance to Barney Frank. It's the same old drumbeat. He needed to be gone. How does that affect the future numbers on the Hill? You have Republicans and Democrats retiring at the speed of lightning. So there might be a chance that there's some really, really new people on deck the next time around. And I think with some of these candidates on the Democratic side that have decided to bow out of the House, they're running for Senate. So that wouldn't change the numbers so much there. I think it's too early to tell in some of these races, as we would have to break them all down. 2012 is going to be super interesting. Let's just say that. I mean, it really is. Because it's not only going to be about the presidential race, it's going to be about some of these other races as well. Especially if we continue to see more people that resign, decide to retire, you know, whatever it might be. There's going to be some interesting spots open on the Capitol floor. There's going to be some really interesting spots that could be filled by others, let's say. How's that? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to look at the numbers as we always do. That's where the real tale lies in almost anything. You can trace it back to numbers. Even Herman Cain, he started to tell us the story of 999. Now it really is 999. Notice my accent. No. Herman Cain, what were you thinking? That nobody was going to come forward and say anything about any of the alleged things that happened in your past. My, oh, my. We're kicking the can. We'll entertain calls next, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.9060. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.3257, $8.6629 for a half ounce, or $4.3315 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.3257, $8.6629, and $4.3315.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Kane wishes that he could run far away from all the controversy that keeps bubbling up around his campaign. As I said, I think he's gone after this. I like some of what he had to say. He was obviously a successful businessman, but there is no way that he will be president of the United States. Absolutely no way. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Well, Kate, this is my spin on Mr. Kane. He's still in it, and he's going to stay in it because people have to remember why Newt Gingrich is not in Congress anymore. I mean, if there's five or six women saying they had something to do with Kane, there must be 50 or 60 women. Okay? You know where I'm going, right?
I mean, exactly.
People, for those young people out there who don't remember, Gingrich and Clinton went head-to-head. Gingrich said, if you don't do this, if you don't cut the budget, we're going to shut down the government. And Clinton said, go ahead. And they actually shut down the government for, I don't know, it was a week or longer than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Newt gave up. He backed off. He lost. And it was because he was having an affair with this girl, the secretary or something, and they had that information, and they were going to crush him with it. So he said, okay, go ahead, start the government again. So they don't want Kane to get run out of town on these charges because If the Democrats can run Kane out of town with these sexual innuendos, they're going to just get rid of Newt like that. Newt won't have a chance. At least that's... Now, so I'm thinking they want Kane to withstand this. If Kane can withstand this, then it's going to help Gingrich. Because like you said, Kane ain't going to go anywhere anyway. But
He'll stand his ground because he thinks, you know, get out of my face. I'm a respected businessman, and what's between me and my wife is between me and my wife. I really think he believes that. And that, like in every marriage, they have ups and downs. But this is now running for president of the United States. But here's what I think. I would take it a step further. If I were looking at it, and you just brought this up, what the Democrats want, I think the Democrats really want Mitt Romney. So it just all plays into their bag of tricks, because I truly believe that if it's all confusing with, you know, Clinton praising Newt Gingrich, because remember the other day he kind of came out and said that he was a worthy adversary and all this kind of nonsense. If they can confuse everyone with musical chairs, they prefer that, and then ultimately eke out Mitt Romney. I think that's what the Dems want to see.
Well, I was going to ask you what, I mean, I don't know who really is going to come out number one, but I could see a Mitt Romney, Ron Paul ticket. I could see that. If Gingrich got hit with all these other women or you know, he's going around while his wife had cancer and all this stuff, I could see that. And because once Paul gets in the mix, that is going to cause a lot of confusion in the rank and file Democratic Party, because they're going to say, man, this guy, he's the real deal. He's liberal on a lot of these Fed issues that Obama doesn't know anything about. Obama
status
and all on this. And I don't think the Democratic Party wants Paul in there in the second place. They'd maybe love him in first place because the Iran thing would mess him up. But backing up Mitt Romney, I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be a stroke of brilliance if they did that. I do. I think if Romney and Paul, if Paul would do it, if that ended up being the ticket, I think that would help the Republicans big time, absolutely, because there are a lot of, you know, Ron Paul has a lot of loyal followers that would say absolutely, because if he's going to be a vice president that has some teeth and he's going to be in a bigger capacity, which that could be the option for Mitt Romney, I don't think Paul would sit quietly, but if he had some say and was an advisor and could dive into some of these things and handle some of what the president wouldn't handle, if it were Mitt Romney, absolutely.
There you go. That's a little meat for you to chew on tonight.
Thanks, Tomas. I like it. Tomas, it's interesting. I've stayed away from some of the VP undercards. What would the best card be? You know, who would be good if you paired them up, the tandems? But that, I think that would be a good one. It would sound wacky to some people, and would it work with, I don't know, would it work with Ron Paul, though? Because Paul's been in Congress for a while. He's done, you know, he's had a successful, I'll call it, career. He's been the odd duck because of some of the things that he said that were so out there, but really weren't that far out there. Now people are embracing his ideas. I don't know that he would be the second person. You know, it's something about checking your ego and what people around you are saying and what you really truly believe. Forget ego for a second. What you truly, really believe. You have to be willing to concede all of that and be the second, be the almost ran person. You know, if you take somebody that completely isn't involved in the process, like a Joe Biden, who's the vice president now, foot and mouth disease, of course, and all that aside, the reason why Obama picked Biden was because of all the people Biden knew, for one, for the sway he had on committees and the friends on the Hill that he had. And he wasn't part of the mix. Not really. He wasn't part of the mix. So it made complete sense to go with Biden. This time around, I don't know, would it make sense to pair Romney with Paul? Or is there somebody, is there somebody better? Somebody suggested to me, what if you had Ron Paul and you had the governor of Texas? Because while he had his flubs and whatever, he still is the aw shucks likable guy who's funny and has the quick return, the retort, even when he's messed up on some kind of a debate, that he would be able to shore up the South and some of the swing states if he were part of the ticket. That's where it gets interesting in trying to handicap it, and because we really don't know who the person's going to be. It might not be Mitt Romney. It might actually be Newt Gingrich, minus the baggage, and somehow he's the left standing. If it is, who would be his undercard? I still say it's going to be Romney, though, because all signs point to Romney. All signs do. All signs point to Romney. He went and did this the first time around and not so successfully, blew off steam, showed some signs of cracking. This time around, he's a much cooler customer, and he gets the nod of approval from the establishment. I mean, there's a guy, if they want to look at sex scandals, at least as far as we know, wife, all the kids, the whole thing, nobody's coming out saying anything about affairs or any of that kind of stuff, and that actually helps Romney's cause. While the Mormon thing can hurt him, the other side of that is the family values deal really, really helps him. And who would be strong on that card with him? Who would that be that would get the necessary votes that he would need in some of those swing states to even have a shot? To even have a shot at this. It's interesting. So it makes 2012 so exciting, and that's part of what makes America Tonight percolate. We talk about, everything, whether it's pop culture we reference in, or we have this little pool going on of artificial or real, talking about trees. What do you prefer, the real or the artificial kind? So far, artificial is a little bit ahead. Till the end of the week, you can weigh in on that at americatonight.net. I'm definitely a real tree person. Oof. Artificial would have to be a rare, crazy occasion, and I can't think of what it is. The one year I was away, I didn't have a tree because I so desperately did not want to put up some fake tree. I didn't want to have a real one because I wasn't going to be there. So, see, we're like a box of Cracker Jacks. You never know what you're going to get when you tune in to America Tonight. Hang with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Yes, we're gonna mix it up. Add a little fun, a little jolt into this version of America tonight. Every once in a while we do birthdays. So, who's celebrating a birthday? John Knight. Sound familiar? Think New Kids on the Block. Yeah, his brother, also part of the band, Jordan Knight, 43 years old. That's how you know you're getting old, when you remember New Kids on the Block and they're not such new and they're not such kids anymore. Kim Delaney from NYPD Blue and CSI Miami, now Army Wives, 50 years old. Kim Delaney, often confused with me for some bizarre reason, probably because we're both from the Philadelphia area and we both have brothers named Patrick. Although I have never been arrested for DUI. All right, Kathy Moriarty. Pretty hot in her day. She was on Raging Bull. She was Vicky LaMotta, Ray LaMotta's wife. The Bull, Jake LaMotta, not Ray. Jake LaMotta's wife. I like that movie. That was shot in black and white. 51 years old. Jeff Fahey. I was stunned by Jeff Fahey. I didn't realize this. 55 years old. He was on One Life to Live. And how about this fun fact? He was the sixth of 13 children. How do you have 13 children? Howie Mandel, Deal or No Deal. 56 years old. Gary Shandling, 62. I like that part there. Diane Ladd. She has a daughter named Laura Dern. I just saw her in something. Anyway, Diane lad is 79 years old. My hero, Vin Scully, boy, if you've been to a Dodger game, it's not a Dodger game unless you hear his dulcet tones. 84 again for Vin Scully. 50 seasons he's been with the Dodgers. Isn't that incredible? So if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Take the day off. Call in and say it's your birthday. Some companies, they actually just tell you you take your birthday off. Isn't that, that's a pretty cool thing that you get your birthday off. And if your birthday falls on a weekend, you get to choose another day. I like that. I think that's a good policy, one that more companies should adopt. All right, how about some news you can abuse? Boy, there's a bunch of news you can abuse notes that we could go to. And I'm going to get to those in a second. But there's one, before we do that, there's one last thing I want to mention because this is a very, very big week for this. Something that could affect you and me. The Senate this week is going to vote on a bill to extend tax cuts for millions of us. The Middle Class Tax Cut Act of 2011 would keep a payroll tax rate of 4.2% for employees. Now, employers would continue to pay a rate of 6.2%. The revenue generated by the payroll tax funds, America's Social Security program. So the measure is part of Obama's American Jobs Act and has been introduced into a chamber by Senator Bob Casey. The White House and congressional Democrats say that if Congress fails to act by the end of the year, the average middle-class taxpayer, are you listening? Come on, open up those ears, would go up by $1,500 next year. Oh, God, they just keep hammering us. So Republicans pushed Obama to pass the bill last year. Now there's some Republicans who are against it because of the fact that Social Security is running a deficit. So this is an iffy deal, but one that will affect some of you, many of you listening to the show, if it doesn't go through. So that's coming up this week. Look for that. All right, now let's get back to some down and dirty, crazy news you can abuse. Used to be my favorite thing that I did on the show back in New York. We had a lot of fun with this. So in the spirit of news you can abuse, I'm going to give you a few oddball things that might just trip your switch, if you know what I mean. Because there's always crazy stuff going on, let's face it. That's why in television news, they call it kickers. So if you see, you know, you see television news in your area, and you go through the sports, and you go through the weather, and eventually at the end, you get to the crazy story about the kangaroo that went through the neighborhood and got loose somehow, and the kids corralled them, or some other crazy nonsense story that's true, but it's just kind of funny, kind of silly, and quirky, sometimes just flat-out quirky stuff. So for our news you can abuse, you don't need any further explanation, I think, on that. You get it. There's a few things that I saw during the day that I pulled aside, including this. We were talking about turkeys the other day, not too far from where I grew up. I don't know if somebody released them. They went crazy. They flew into neighborhoods or what. But they had like 100 to 150 turkeys that were on the loose in neighborhoods in Deptford, New Jersey, which is a stone's throw away from Philadelphia. And people were trying to round them up. And it is funny. You just have to laugh at it. And they did. Nobody killed the turkeys or whatever. Apparently, they've got them almost all caught. But you had a crazy story that happened on Thanksgiving. A wild turkey flew into a restaurant in Pennsylvania on Thanksgiving. Boy, that would really curb your appetite, wouldn't it? If you hadn't had your turkey yet. A 15-pound turkey was just found in a pile of shattered glass on the carpet near some tables. Nobody was inside the restaurant. That's the good news. Something happened, the building's alarm went off, and they said that the turkey flew into the window, and that's probably how you know, because the alarm scared it, and, you know, that happens with, people forget that, but that happens with chickens. That's why in coops, a lot of times, they have them separate. It's the free range versus those that are not free range because if planes fly over and that kind of stuff, sometimes you'll be able to kill some of the chickens because they all slam up against a wall. That's not just a myth. That's a true thing that happens. How about that? Then you got this story about a stolen ambulance that was actually tracked by GPS. Here's the thing sometimes about the IQ of people who decide that they're going to steal a car or they're going to rip off a convenience store and they don't realize about surveillance or GPS or any of that kind of stuff. They're just not thinking. So from Edmonton, for our fans in Canada, it wasn't the typical kind of a car or vehicle or whatever that a thief would choose to hotwire and take. But this is what happened. An ambulance was reported stolen from an Edmonton hospital, nearby an Edmonton hospital. Now a 55-year-old guy is facing charges of grand theft auto, basically, because a helicopter was called in to track the stolen ambulance's GPS system. Yes, they have one. The driver tried and tried and tried to elude the cops, but there was a brief chase, and he couldn't do it. So the ambulance was somehow also involved in a hit-and-run at one point while it was stolen, but they were able to get the ambulance and catch the guy. Don't they always catch you? Especially in a situation where you have a GPS. A GPS, there's no question. They will just drive around and follow you until they finally...
Idiot! It's simple!
Finally, exactly. Nail you. You just gotta think. Ugh. I don't know how you feel about squirrels, America and beyond, but I'm not really a big fan anymore. And I think the reason why is because the squirrels are just attacking everything in my yard. We went to Home Depot, like many of you probably do in your neck of the woods, and decided to get a bird feeder because we have this great big oak tree that wouldn't, you know, that the squirrels can't get in. And somehow the squirrels, I am not kidding you, it's like a box and it's got wire around it. It's kind of cool looking, but the idea is to keep out the squirrels. These squirrels hang upside down on it and stick their tongue in the little tiny bird holes to get food. And they're chasing away the birds because they're bullies. So anyway, in Ontario, squirrels chewing on power lines, they say, might have started a fire that destroyed a house in southern Ontario. It happened on our Thanksgiving Day. They're still investigating it. The fire happened early in the morning. Flames were shooting out. You know, the description is like 30 feet in the air. And nobody was hurt. That's the good news. But the roof collapsed and all that sort of stuff. They actually say the damage is about $150,000. They think that the squirrels did it, that they chewed on the power lines. Ooh, I'm kind of glad that of all the news you can have used stories, I read that one, because I wouldn't doubt that the bullies that are flying around in my trees are probably chewing on the power line somewhere. And I don't want that power line to go down. So I'm thinking maybe I need to check it. Because these are aggressive squirrels. Who said squirrels were dumb? They're not dumb. And this is a crazy story, and this is what we're going to end on for news you can abuse. A Kansas teenager's refusal to apologize for tweeting that her state governor sucks has drawn a lot of support. And it's prompted the politician to issue an apology of his own. Emma Sullivan was taking part in a youth in government program last week in Topeka. She tweeted during Governor Sam Brownback's address to the students that, this is what she said, just made mean comments at Governor Brownback and told him he sucked in person. And she says she tweeted it as a joke, that they were joking about things we would actually say in person. But the joke wasn't lost on the communications people around the governor. They called the school to complain. That landed the teenager in the principal's office. And the principal said that this girl was an embarrassment to the school and that they would have to do damage control to fix it. How about that? She wouldn't write the apology. Wow. She decided against it, and look how it turned out. You never know.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Around. We've already told you about a couple of interesting numbers. I think the biggest one was the Herman Cain thing. But let's go on to something a little bit different. I love when I hear these stories about people winning the jackpots, the lottery jackpots. I don't know. I think it's cool. Changes somebody's life, especially if it's somebody who they deserve it, if anyone deserves to win the lottery, because they were on Skid Row or they helped people even though they didn't have a dime in their pocket, or they put 15 people through school and they live in a shack or whatever. You get my drift, right? So I don't know about this, though. Three asset managers from Connecticut's pretty affluent New York suburbs. My peeps. I love the people in Connecticut, seriously. There are some really great people in that tri-state area. Anyway, they claimed a $254 million power jackpot on Monday, and this is the part I love. This is why I'm including this in We Can Count. You ready for this? We almost need a drum roll. Do we have a drum roll somewhere in that studio? I think Donovan stepped on it last week, but anyway, do you know that they got this jackpot on a $1 ticket? Yeah. So this, but this, of course, is the thing. You have these three that are trustees from the Putnam Avenue Family Trust that they formed after this one guy bought the winning ticket at a Stamford gas station. How cool. So a shout out to the people there that are listening to us on America Tonight. Two of them live in Greenwich. So after the after they take the after tax lump sum of nearly, they'll get nearly $104 million in cash. They say a bunch of, this is, now this is the part I like too. They say a bunch of it's going to go to charity. So, you know what? Some charity is going to benefit from this. $1 quick pick ticket just at a BP gas station. The only ticket the guy bought. It's the largest ever in Connecticut. 12th biggest in Powerball history. Very cool. And the guy who owns the gas station, you know, when you sell, a lot of people don't realize this, when you sell a winning lottery ticket, you get money for that. So the gas station gets $100,000. Whew, that's an early Christmas, isn't it? Matt Johnson fantasizes about winning the lottery, don't you, Matt? Get a dollar ticket. That's all it takes. $1. Not dollars. $1. That's it. And you could be a winner just like those people were. All right, let's move on to something else. How about Connie Mack IV announcing a run for Senate? A Republican congressman saying that he's one of those guys that wants to jump up. He says that he's first going to have to win the primary, obviously. He's got name recognition. There's no question about that. A lot of people like Mac. I've talked to him a couple of times, and I like him, actually. But he's like I said, he's got that name recognition. And a recent poll that came out showed that would pretty much be above the rest of the pack already with 60% possibility. How about that? So he gets front runner. Also looking for the nomination, George Lemieux, who is a former state rep, Adam Hasner is also trying to do the same thing. And there's a guy who is a former steakhouse chain CEO, Craig Miller, who's interested as well. What do you think the odds are of Connie Mack the Fourth, there's your number, winning that seat? I'm going to say he's got a good shot. If they're already saying in the Quinnipiac poll that he's at 60. That's crazy high numbers. All right, this is an interesting story about Jay Leno that I happened to come across in some of my readings when I was cruising around a couple of different sites and whatnot. Jay Leno drives his Chevy Volt gas-free. You know how many miles he has? 11,000 miles. How about that? I mean, the guy has an incredible car collection, about 100 altogether. And that doesn't include motorcycles. He's got about 90 of those. And he, you know, people were talking about the Chevy Volt thing. And he said that he was skeptical about the car. And now he's saying he loves the car. So since December of last year, he's driven it the 35-mile commute from his house to in Burbank to work, and that's where he's gotten the 11,000 miles. And he never has used the gas tank on that. So he's just doing the electric thing. That's, boy, he's a natural spokesperson, isn't he, for Chevy Volt then? They had to love that when he was first skeptical. Then he decides he's going to drive it, drives it, and decides that he loves it. I say that they've got a natural advertisement right there if they can pay Leno some money to be a spokesperson, because he's going back and forth, and he certainly has the platform. How about this thing about sharks? You know, I have a deal about sharks. I watch Shark Week and I mean, I don't know why. I don't. It's because I grew up near an ocean, and we'd always be talking about sharks, and did we see a shark, and we saw a baby sand shark, and all that kind of stuff. Well, I was reading something about these spinner sharks, and they're saying that they grow to 10 feet in length, and they feed on sardines and anchovies and all that kind of stuff. But what's interesting about the spinner sharks is the way they pull up sometimes, and they flip over surfers who are just trying to catch waves. They flip, no joke, over a surfer. And there was some video, turns out, of this 10-foot-long shark that is all over the Internet. And it was at New Smyrna Beach in Florida. And an Orlando Sentinel video photographer happened to catch it when he was out there on a surfing assignment and just the other day, and just crazy footage. I can't imagine if you're ready to bear down on a wave and this 10-foot shark flies. I mean, it's just literally flying over you. But the people who surf don't seem fazed by this. In New Smyrna, which I've been there a bunch, the people, I mean, really, they're just not fazed at all by sharks in general. I don't know why that is. If it's just because that's part of the deal, they know that they might be out there, and if you see the aerial photographs, you notice, clearly you notice sharks from above and how close they are to the shoreline. That's one of the worst areas for it. I don't know how often they have attacks, you know, big-time attacks where someone's killed. That's the thing. You might have people that are bit, but they're not killed. I don't know why you would want to go back into the water. I don't understand that. But then again, I'm not a surfer, so I guess that you'd have to understand that mentality. This is another crazy one to end on, and it's about a deaf man who was held on a noise complaint for 25 days. Seems odd, doesn't it? It's out of Colorado. There's a lawsuit claiming that the Adams County folks in Brighton, Colorado, actually held a deaf man for almost a month in jail without providing sign language, any kind of an interpreter, before domestic assault charges were eventually dropped. Timothy Saliki's lawsuit was filed last week in a U.S. district court, and they're looking for unspecified damages. And they're saying that this county violated the Americans with Disabilities Act when he was arrested last year and he was detained. Boy, I'd say that he's got a good lawsuit going because no interpreter, having no way to respond. And here's what happened. There was a complaint that he knocked down a motel room door and the deputies had to knock down, rather, a hotel room door because of all the noise that was coming out of a hotel where he was arguing with, or making sounds, where he was arguing with his fiance. Wow, I think there's more to this story, but I think they have a good chance to win that lawsuit.
What, are you kidding me? Idiot! It's simple!
You will respect